Now, this little event's been organised by the Venezuela Solidarity Campaign, and I'm going to call up Chris Lee to speak on behalf of this organisation.
Over the past 2 months, the United States Navy has sunk 7 small boats in the Caribbean near the Venezuelan coast, killing 30 people. Recently, they also sank 2 boats off Colombia's Pacific coast, killing several more people. Now, Trump claims the victims were drug smugglers. There's no evidence for this whatsoever. And as Marie DeLaura said, if they suspected the boats were carrying drugs, they could have stopped the boats and searched them. Instead, they just sank the boats and murdered the crews. Now, why is all this happening? It's part of their attack on Venezuela and also on Colombia. The United States has sent warships, planes and soldiers to the Caribbean ready to attack Venezuela. For more than 20 years, the US has been trying to overthrow the government of Venezuela, which was led by President Hugo Chavez from 1999 until his death in 2013, and is now led by Nicolas Maduro. The US has supported attempted coups. It has imposed an economic blockade, trying to prevent the Venezuelan government from participating in international trade. It not only bans US companies from dealing with the Venezuelan government, unless granted an exemption, it also tries to intimidate non-US companies into complying with the US embargo, threatening to punish them if they defy US orders. By sinking small boats off the coast of Venezuela, the US may be trying to provoke a response that would give a pretext for more attacks. These attacks might include bombing Venezuela, bombing the perhaps the capital or perhaps oil refineries or something, who knows. It may include commando raids, or it may include a naval blockade to physically prevent ships from entering Venezuelan ports. Trump has also made threats of military aggression against Colombia, as well as threatening other Latin American states. Why is the US doing this? Well, one motive is economic. The United States wants to control the natural resources of Latin American countries, such as Venezuela's oil. The US also wants to install governments that would follow a pro-US foreign policy. Venezuela and Colombia have been very critical of US policies in the Middle East, including support for Israel's genocide in Gaza. The US also wants to crush any moves towards progressive social change in Latin America. For example, the former President Chavez used Venezuela's oil wealth to fund free healthcare for the Venezuelan people. The US ruling class saw this as a bad example, since it might inspire people in the US to demand free healthcare. The blockade undermines Venezuela's healthcare system by making it difficult to obtain medicines, vaccines, and medical equipment. The US wants to undermine the confidence of Venezuelan people in their healthcare system. We call on the Australian government to condemn US attacks on Venezuela, Colombia, and other Latin American countries. Australia should support these countries when they take their complaints to the United Nations. Well, the Venezuelan people are resisting this aggression. They are joining the militia to fight against a potential invasion. So we stand with them in resisting US aggression. Long live the Venezuelan resistance. Thanks.
Marisol Salinas, she's from Chile, but also an Indigenous person from that part of the world. She's representing the Latin American Solidarity Network, otherwise known as LASNET.
Thank you. I would like to acknowledge that the land where we are, the Burundi land, also my brothers and sisters, pay my respect to the elders past, present, and emerging, and also to leave clear that this land has never been ceded. Yes, my name is Marisol, and I'm Mapuche indigenous from Chile, from the south of Chile, but we are one nation, Chile and Argentina. why we are here today, denouncing U.S. imperialism. We see in the news, we can look, Google, whatever program you get the information from, and you can see what United States, what they are doing and what they are trying to do in Latin America. They cannot leave the countries to rule as the people choose, because we have democratic elections, and that's when governments get elected, with some exceptions, like Ecuador now, that is under United States hands. We have a few countries, you know, who are happy to be under United States hands, but the majority of Latin America, Central American countries, we want our freedom. We are fighting for our freedom. We indigenous people have been surviving more than 500 years fighting with different states, but we don't want United States imperialism to come into our land. We want our freedom, but we want to support Venezuela, we want to support Colombia, we want to support Cuba, we want to support Nicaragua and any country in Latin America that at the moment has been threatened by United States imperialism. Who? We have Marco Rubio, who is the person, and a Cuban who went to United States with lies about his past, saying that he was coming, he and his family, running from Fidel Castro. His family ran before when Batista was in Cuba. Lies. This is the people who lie over and over. You have Trump lying all the time, everywhere. He thinks he's the king of the lies. And people tolerate that behavior. What kind of world we are living at the moment? A world of lies, where the biggest liar is the most important person. This is the world, and we need to fight against that, because we believe in humanity. We believe in democracy. When we talk about democracy, we talk about everyone has the right to choose and decide how you want to live your life. And that's why we want people who are listening. Yes, support the Venezuelan people. Don't judge, don't believe all the lies coming from the imperial, in this case, United States and other countries. This is just for you to laugh, as we laughed before. Corina Machado, someone who has been supporting two coup d'etat in Venezuela, got the Peace Prize. Can you believe that? So that's the kind of people, that's how the world is working at the moment. You are killing people, you will win the Nobel Prize for Peace. That's how it works. What we can do, normal people like us, exercise our right to come and protest, denounce, use all the media that is that you have access, denounce what United States are doing. Denounce what is happening in Latin America. We are asking you to support the Latin American people, indigenous communities, workers, women, children. Don't allow United States again to bring forces into our territory.
I'll ask Andy to explain about the Venezuelan embassy. Thank you.
A lot has already been said, comrades and friends. I just want to say one thing that hasn't yet been talked about, and that is that we are heartbroken that our comrade Luis Laya, who's the charged affairs of Venezuela, has to return home because the Australian government no longer cares about maintaining a relationship with Venezuela and has decided to close the embassy down. This has not really made the mainstream news. It's shameful and it's pathetic. It's a diplomatic failure. You can't even keep the embassy. You did this with Iran, sending the ambassador home, playing geostrategy and geopolitics and pandering to the US instead of doing basic diplomacy. This is pathetic. And I was lucky to visit Venezuela not too long ago, thanks to the initiative of Luis. Some of you here have been to Venezuela. You've seen what it is, what a beautiful culture, what a nation and what a civilization Venezuela is and can be. And I was lucky to attend a summit for peace against war. This is a country that believes in peace, not war. And the commander of the revolution himself, Nicolas Maduro Moros, was there to address us. And now Luis tells me I would not be able to visit Venezuela today because of this security situation. So what does this mean? And we should also say, what about Venezuelan Australians who need the embassy for their support, for their livelihoods? So I just want to add, this is a shame, and we must support the anti-imperialist struggle. We must come together to support Venezuela. One chant from me, which is Bolivar Chavez Maduro. Let's do that. Bolivar Chavez Maduro. Bolivar Chavez Maduro. Bolivar Chavez Maduro. Thank you, everybody.